This afternoon in our Paris studios, we're visiting with four young men. And if I just mention their first names, such as Paul and George and Ringo and Paul and George and Ringo and Paul, I doubt if you'd know about whom we're speaking. But if I said we're here this afternoon with the big rousing hurrah, and if we were in England, I think we'd get a great big
French audience.
Wouldn't we, boys?
Audience.
Well, let's see. We have, to my right here, we have Paul McCartney. Now, Paul, to tell us, how did the Beatles get going? How did you start?
Well, it's a funny story, really. It was back in the old days. We were all at school together, really, you know, we grew up as things. But, it developed from there, really.
Well, did you sing together around school?
Yeah. You know, we just started playing guitars and things, as far as I'm concerned.
But you say those were the olden days. Now, within the past year, you have mushroomed and tremendously, almost out of sight in such popularity. What was the click? What levered this great rage for the Beatles?
There's a lot of difference, because in England, you see, the audience is at 75. Here, 75. And that's the main difference, really, because you get, they still appreciate it, but you don't get the, disused house.
Now, within the past year, you have mushroomed and tremendously, almost out of sight in such popularity. What was the click? What levered this great rage for the Beatles?
Well, we just thought, we've got to really get this going. So we got down in the basement. There was an old Queen Mother, you know. It wasn't really disused, you know. We found this old Queen Mother, you know. And we started banging away there. Mm-hmm. And it all came up from there, really. Then, a lot of things. So the,
Well, let's ask a question here with George Harrison. George, what is the status of rock and roll in England today?
Well, we don't like to call it anything, which is, it's stupid, really. Stupid.
Well, can you describe Liverpool sound, then?
Stupid.
Well, is the Liverpool sound, then, the sound in UK today, in England?
Yeah, well, that's, it's...
Well, let's ask Ringo here. Now, you're the drummer. We caught your act at the Olympia the other evening. How long have you been beating those skins?
About 18 years now.
Since you boys have gained your current popularity, have there been many other organizations trying to imitate you or perhaps take the thunder away from you? Let's ask John Lemon this.
I'm in the bandwagon, but it doesn't really matter, because of us. If we're away and there's a few little Beatles still going, it'll remind people of us.
Well, Paul, let's go back to you for a moment. When anyone ever sees your pictures, the first thing that strikes them is, yeah, isn't that your hairdo? What do you call it, and how come you cut it that way?
Ed Sullivan, yeah, that's right.
How were you selected?
Well, it sort of seems a natural thing, really, because,
this is the story we heard. The Prime Minister and the Queen Mother was just overrun with teenagers.
I don't know, until the papers got hold of it, and they called it the Beatles style, so, suppose we go along with them now, really.
And Ed Sullivan was supposed to have arrived at that time and wondered what was going on.
Do you go to the barber at all?
Well, now and then, and do and don't.
Our manager got the bookings with Ed Sullivan.
It's really only our eyebrows that are growing upwards.
And how about a movie? Is there a movie in the future?
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Well, we've been told that in England today there's this movie. Is there a movie in the future?
Yeah.
Let's be immodest a moment.
We've been asked... No, we don't know yet, really, what it's going to be like. I don't think we'll have to do an awful lot.
But what is the attraction, huh?
I don't know.
Well, I see our time is up, boys, and thank you very much, Beatles, for being our guest. So it's on the line. Back to you, Jim, from Paris.